You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. We just heard from a prison inmate who's part of a creative writing class at San Quentin. The public was invited to the reading, and one of the audience members asked the inmates if they thought going to prison was the only way they could have changed their lives for the better.
A lot of people, and I am not one of these people, believe that it's great, everybody has degrees, you're writing, but that if it wasn't for prison, that then this transformation wouldn't have occurred. And I really hate that thought. I don't like for people to think like that. And I wanted to know if you guys agreed or disagreed with that thought and why or why not. Because I heard you said that it did help you. I would like to think that there's something we could do before it gets to this level to inspire that same transformation. At least I'm trying to do that for my son.
For me, I have to say yes. Because my lifestyle was so different coming up in a broken home, just my mother raising 13 kids, introduced to drugs and alcohol real early in elementary school. It was just so different. So I never thought about nothing like this. You know, about 10 years ago, things started to change for me. But I made a conscious decision that if I used to tell myself, if I change the way I think, I can eventually change the way I live. And then fortunately, when I got here, I had been trying to get here for about 5 years. When I got here and got involved in Patton College, that really allowed me to start getting back into writing and expressing myself. And then I was introduced to the creative writings class. And so I would say yes for me, you know, because I think about that a lot today. If I had not came back into the system this time, I'd probably be dead, most likely. And I've never got back involved to what I'm doing today.
I want to respond to your question, too. Most definitely, prison is a place where a person can come and correct their negative behavior. I'm from Oakland, California, and the homicide rate in Oakland, California is roughly at between 115 and 130 people a year. That's a majority are involved in the street life, you know, drugs, negative activity. So when you look at the equation from that perspective, you see that if a lot of us would not have come to prison, we probably would be dead or be in, you know, worse off condition. Now, the thing is that there's a time for punishment, there's a time for discipline, but there also should be a time for restoration, especially when you have accomplished some of the things and you are ready to be productive and learn the work skills and the education. Then it's time to move us back out into the streets, because a lot of us didn't know the things that we know now. And that was the primary cause of us making the negative choices that we did. Yeah.
Take another position, too.
Emil, then.
I think there's merit to the fact that, yeah, it's some people who come to prison, that's why they change. But I think that there's another side to the story, that a lot of us, you know, we were getting in trouble when we were children, right? And when you're getting in trouble, your growth is arrested. And so you come to prison as a child, and then you grow up. So then you change because you grew up. But unfortunately, it's too late. We grew up too late.
Well, Tani will be the last one for this question.
Yeah, I'd like to take another position on. I understand the fact that you said that prison is a place where you can change, but that's only because there's nothing outside that could be in place where this prison is not necessary. I mean, prison is only here because, you know, people saying that it helps you because, you know, that's nothing outside. You know, even if you could have stopped it at an early age, like when you were a child growing up, there were some things in place outside of prison that this thing could have been totally unnecessary. So to me, prison is unnecessary. It's only a place that's in place now because people don't have these alternative roads outside. So I definitely don't believe that you need prison in order to change, that, you know, that is the mechanism of change. So